在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
For Australia's 550 combat soldiers, the war in Iraq is over. They've begun leaving their base at Tilil, 300 kilometers south of Baghdad, where they've been helping to train Iraqi security forces. They've handed their military responsibilities over to American units. In southern Iraq, a ceremony was held to mark Australia's exit from a conflict that's been widely unpopular back home. The commanding officer of Australia's Overwatch Battle Group, Lieutenant Colonel Chris Websdane, told the departing soldiers that their mission had been a success.
Your work here is now done, and it is time to return to your families and loved ones. You should be proud of your achievements. I am. You should be proud of your personal sacrifices and the part you have all played in bringing hope and prosperity to the people of Al-Muthanna and Dakar.
There also were words of appreciation from U.S. Lieutenant General Lloyd Austin, who's commander of the multinational corps in Iraq.
The Overwatch Battle Group West was instrumental in establishing self-sustaining governance and security in Al-Muthanna, in improving the security situation in Dakar.
Some Australian military personnel will remain in Iraq to protect diplomats, and a Navy vessel will continue to patrol the Persian Gulf. The withdrawal of Australian combat troops fulfills a campaign promise of Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, who was swept into office in November, largely on the promise that he would bring the soldiers home by the middle of 2008. Mr. Rudd said Australia's deployment in Iraq had made his country more of a target for terrorism, and that the reasons for going to war in the Persian Gulf were flawed. The government in Canberra has been eager to stress that the Iraq pullout would not damage its close alliance with the United States. Prime Minister Rudd remains committed to keeping Australia's 1,000 troops in Afghanistan. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.